Harley-Davidson posts strong Q1 results amid restructuring efforts. Harley-Davidson, Inc. has delivered its first quarter financial results, showcasing a strong start to the year despite ongoing restructuring efforts. The company reported a 14% increase in North American retail motorcycle sales, driven by actions taken to drive demand and improve dealer health. This growth was accompanied by an 8% increase in global retail sales, as well as a 22% reduction in global dealer inventories. These results demonstrate the company's commitment to aligning wholesale with retail demand, a key strategy outlined in its Back to the Bricks growth plan. The new ride marketing platform has also received positive early reception, and Harley-Davidson is excited to activate against this new strategy. However, the company's overall revenue was down 12% due to an HDFS revenue decrease of 54%, as well as a decline in operating income. Consolidated operating income was down 85%, driven by a decline of 84% at Harley-Davidson Motor Company and a decline of 65% at HDFS. The company repurchased $128 million of shares on a discretionary basis, and incurred $15 million in costs related to strategic changes. Despite these challenges, Harley-Davidson remains focused on its long-term goals and is committed to delivering value to its customers and stakeholders. As the motorcycle industry continues to evolve, Harley-Davidson must navigate these changes while maintaining its position as a leader in the market.